Okay, let's get going. Hour number two on this Thursday night. It's Gerald Celente night. Once a month we get to spend an hour with Gerald. He is one of the most busy people on the planet, and we're always honored to have him. He's been a friend for almost two decades now of yours truly and this program and, of course, the truth. I imagine, amigo, you and I are probably on nearly the same page. It just continues to go down and down, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to turn it around. I know you may have some ideas, and tell me what you think. What's going on out there? Looks like communist Bolshevism to me.
No, you left out fascism in there as well. So, you look at the data, and, you get the magazine, the Trends Journal. We've been saying this for, a couple of years, and now it's escalated. Merger and acquisition activity is at an all-time high. The bigs are taking over everything. What can we do? This past last Saturday, I was a keynote speaker at Ron Paul's and Daniel McAdams' War on Us event in Washington, D.C.
You told us that last month. I'm glad that came off. Good.
What happened was the hotel that they were supposed to have it at, the government took it over and for Afghan refugees.
Jeez.
They threw them out and they had to find another place. When I say how hard Daniel McAdams had to work to make this happen, it's beyond the belief. Over 500 people showed up. They found another hotel out near the Dulles Airport, the Hilton Hotel. The people as far away as from Singapore to L.A., all over the country. The emotion of the people could not have been stronger and more American as the way we know what America is. The speakers, and I'm truly, truly honored that I was one of them, was RFK Jr., Judge Napolitano, myself, and a number of others.
Yeah, it sounds the like an Occupy Peace Movement evening.
The energy of the people, the speakers, one after another, the standing ovations. The people there are true American patriots. And Ron Paul, there's no man alive that I respect more than Dr. Ron Paul. His integrity, his passion, his true honor of being an American patriot for what the country represents, and all he has done in the fight for freedom, peace, and justice. No man alive that I look up to more than him. And that I was a keynote speaker at his event is a true honor. And the irony of it is, if anybody knows Dr. Ron Paul, he's a straight cat, he uses proper language, and he's always, and here me, I'm a Napolitano from the Bronx, go F yourself, I had enough of your crap. That he has a guy like me that is at the total end of the emotional spectrum, as he is. But he respects me for who I am and what we both believe in. And we're both fighters. He does it his way. I do it my way. I respect him and he respects me. He does the fight like that. I do the fight like this. They're going to be putting the video up for the whole event. And go, people that want to see it should go to Dr. Ron Paul's Liberty Report to get the information when it comes up. I've been to a lot of events in my life, nothing like this one. And everyone there was in the fight for freedom, peace, and justice.
Right.
And my talk was, we must unite. So I'm going back to what you were saying in the very beginning. United we stand, divided we fall. We have to come under one umbrella. Yeah, there's Jeff Rentz, there's Salenti, there's Ron Paul, there's, you know, one after another. We can't do it. We can't do it. We can't win the fight like this. We have to come under one umbrella. And the example I used was the toppling of the Berlin Wall. What happened was people came out and they sat at the wall on the eastern side. They didn't leave. More people came.
Yeah.
They sat at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't leave. More people came. More people came. More people came. Day after day after day. No, you don't go to a rally and then you go home. You stay. The only way, as I see it, mm-hmm. and you know my motto, is think for yourself. And if somebody can tell me something different, tell me. Is that we have to unite. And we have to do it day after day. And we have to stop this madness in a country, state, and city near you. It's global.
Gerald, excuse me. May I say something? You just put your finger on it. This is the part that Americans don't understand. You understand. You always have. This is a global issue. It's not restricted to the U.S.,
no.
North America. This is worldwide. People are dying. Lives are being destroyed by the billions around the world.
Billions.
That's key. Key to this whole thing. Please go ahead.
So we have to unite. We have to come under one umbrella. So 2 weeks ago, I got an email. We speak at the Columbus Circle rally in New York City.
Right.
And I said, sure. So I go down there, you know, and you could look at it, you'll find it. And I go down. There were about 2,000 to 3,000 people. 8.3 million people live in New York City. About 2,000 to 3,000 showed up. And the police were great, by the way. They didn't bust our chops or anything. So I spoke for, you know, about, I think they gave me like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And my message was that to tell Warren Wilhelm Jr., that's Mayor de Blasio's real name. He's an arrogant little Nazi little Warren Wilhelm. He's a Nazi little Warren Wilhelm. So I had 3,000 people saying, Warren Wilhelm, because they just passed a mandate. This little arrogant boy, if he came to me man to man and tried to give me a vaccination, I'd shove that vaccination up his ass.
Oh, you hand him his head
back. He tried
to
give it to me in the arm. So
he wants to be governor now.
I had 3,000 people chanting, shove that mandate up your ass.
Oh, good. That's cute.
Yeah. Good. Not cute. People better stop taking this crap. So I go down to Ron Paul's event, right?
Yeah.
On the way back, and it was great. The people were sensational. On the way back, I stopped at Cape May in New Jersey. And I need a rest, you know. I'm working like crazy. Cape May, you drive in. Cape May is the richest, the top resort area in Jersey. It's the end of Jersey, Cape May. It's right at the end of the Jersey Shore, the top. You go in, and there's a sign, you know, if you want to see whale watching, boats leave here. You didn't have to get on a boat to see whale watching. All you had to do was go on the beach.
Yeah, I hear you.
You should see what the people look like. I'm staying in a hotel, $700 a night.
Mm-hmm.
A freak show. Whales everywhere.
Sure. I'm sure. Beach
whales everywhere.
Yep.
Young people to their mamas and papas.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You're right. They are. Young people are obese as well. This is not just
young
a middle-aged disease.
Young women, mothers and fathers, and I'm saying to myself, and looking at these people, and I'm saying to myself, if I put that man or the women, the men with these big fat bellies and the women that spread out about, you know, a couple of feet, I'm saying if you put them on a spit, a charcoal spit, how many people could you feed?
I don't know.
What a disgrace.
Oh, it's horrible.
What a disgrace. So, I'm on George, you know, George Gammon, the Rebel. Yeah, he's a great show. And and I was on his show, and he said to me, you know, Gerald, and I was in Phoenix to Max Kaiser's and Stacey Herbert's event, and he was there, and he's a great guy. And we're talking, and he had me on his show. It's a good show. And he said, you know, I've been studying the falls of empires. And he started, he said, I don't remember all of it, but he said, you're strong, you know, lead it. But at the end of the empire, you ready?
Ready.
The weak are leading the weak. The weak are leading the weak. Look at the little pieces of low-life scum.
Never seen anything
arrogant
worse.
Little nothings.
Yeah.
Nothings. Empty little pieces of crap. Oh, you like, let's see, Nancy Pelosi? No, I like Mitch McConnell. Hey, Lindsay, did you come out of the closet at Graham? No, 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 no. I like little Chucky Schumer. Look at the little pieces of garbage scum that are ruining. Go to Australia. How about little Danny Andrews? A guy with a pecker probably smaller than a mothball.
I need a microscope. I read enough about him, and then I played that clip of him. The arrogance of that guy. Unbelievable.
And look at the guy. Look at this guy. As a man, if this guy tried to confront me... No, I'm telling you, me as a man, this guy, little guy, I'm going to be 75 in November. If this little guy try to confront me, man to man, and try to punch me, or call me out, in the Bronx we used to say, he wouldn't know, I can't say the words on your show, I don't know, he would do number one and number two. In other words, this guy would, he'd collapse
he'd
in a second.
He'd unload in his pants. I got it. Yeah, you're right. No, I don't think anyone from Australia more arrogant than that guy, though.
Look at the woman from New South Wales.
Oh, Welland.
Gladys.
Catherine Welland.
No, Gladys.
The one with the nose.
Yeah, I call her
nose
Gladys
as big as an elephant.
Gladys been jerking off. Yeah. Look at these
I know.
People.
No, no.
So
you
now
look at
let's
them,
go back to Cape May.
Mm-hmm.
Look what the people look like. They've lost their self-respect. They've lost their self-respect.
We are a shameful society. We've lost it. You're right. There's no question about it. And you talk about the weak leading the weak. We should call them the fat weak leading the fat weak. Because that's what it is. These people are pigs. Pigs. And they don't care.
They've lost their fight, and that's why we're losing.
No, they're done. That's it. They're done. They're not going to do anything. Nothing. They'll wallow around in their lard suits, and they'll complain, and they maybe one of them will write an email or something. They're not going to do anything, Gerald. You know that. They're going to sit on their asses and do nothing.
So it's up to us to change it.
We have to. We have to. Otherwise, we're all going to be dead. These shots are not a joke.
Oh.
People are dying all the time, every day. More and more diseases are showing up, as we forecast. Lots of leukemia now, acute leukemia, and otherwise very healthy people. All of a sudden, bang, they've got leukemia, and they're dead in 3-4 weeks. It's that bad. There are probably a couple of dozen things that are going to be manifesting people now who have been shot up because their immune systems no longer function. Just like an AIDS patient, same kind of thing. They're going to die. And here's the part that really galls me, if any of it does, is the simple fact that the AMA and the organized pharmaceutical ghouls out there are going to make hundreds of billions of dollars,
yep,
quote, treating the dying, end quote, that they have forced to die with their shot shit. So they're going to make a fortune on this.
Oh, they
That's
are.
The
Look,
game.
We report in the Trends Journal continually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Here's something you don't know.
No, this, going back to the FDA, yeah, and who was the head of the FDA?
Whoop, did we lost Gerald?
No, I'm here. No.
Oh, good. Go ahead. Who was the head of the FDA?
Who was the head of the FDA under Trump?
God, I can't keep track of these people. Sorry. I give up.
Scott Gottlieb.
Oh, little Scotty. That's right.
Where is he now?
Yeah. President of Argentina? Hell if I know. I don't know
On
where
the
these
board
people go.
Of directors.
Oh, musical chairs. Of
Pfizer.
Pfizer. How did I guess?
All right.
Oh, man.
All right.
It's so predictable. Yeah, it's so predictable.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So George Gammon, his show is called The Rebel Capitalist Show. It's a great show.
Uh-huh.
And he was the one that told me that, you know, he's been looking, because America's at the end of his empire. It's gone. It's finished. Finished.
That's right.
And he's the one that told me at the end of the empire is the weak leading the weak. So how we have these little weaklings, these Diane Not-So-Feinsteins, Lindsay Come Out of the Closet Graham, little Chuckie Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi. We got these little nothings leading us.
Right.
And who are they leading the weak? And again, I just got back from Cape May.
Yeah.
And to look at the people, my heart broke. My heart broke.
And I understand.
So it's the weak leading the weak.
Well, the beached whales tells you the story. That should have been a cover. It could have been a cover shot on the Trends Journal. Beached whales, the future of America.
Yep. Heartbreaking.
Truly.
So again, we have to unite under one umbrella. And if we don't, we're finished.
And you know, it would take someone like you to do it if we have a chance of doing it. But when we're restricted from the mainstream media platforms, it becomes very difficult. You could do this, Gerald.
Let's stop at that.
Yeah.
Look, let's stop it restricted. Everyone listening, type in to Google Z-I-Z-I, Titsy, and Honey Boy. They did a movie from my book, What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy, in 2014. Doris Roberts, the woman that used to play the mother of Everyone Loves Raymond, played my Aunt Zizzy. You could put in Zizzy and Honey Boy.
I'm looking at it. IMDb,
promo.
Four out of five stars. Look at the trailer.
Yeah, but put in... in the trailer, right. Put in the trailer. And play the trailer if you can.
Yeah, hold on. This will be good. All right, I got it.
Andrew Koss is playing me. Play it.
It's very short.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
All of this was brought upon us in a single day. Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
We're going to lose in Afghanistan.
Tell the network guys I said that.
I'm not anti-American. I love my country.
It's the only thing that matters at the end is how you lived your life.
Very nice. Looks well cast.
Yeah. Now, this is done in 2014.
Yeah.
You hear me saying, we're going to lose Afghanistan war. I was blackballed from all the media. And I was called anti-American.
Yeah.
It's right there.
By the communist media. Cute. All right. Hold on a minute. It's Z-I-Z-I. And Honey Boy, it's a short, and I believe it's up online.
Yep. The movie's only 15 minutes. Doris Roberts died 15 minutes into the movie. And so only did 50. But you can get the 15-minute movie on Amazon.
Really? I didn't know this. Wow.
Yep.
All right. It's there, friends. We'll be right back with Gerald. Hold on. Okay, we're back. Back to that chant, 3,000 people, which I described as cute. I was saying that in the sense that I certainly hope word got back to your mayor or the mayor.
Nah.
That dirt bag. I mean, that would be something I would hope that he would be forced to listen to one way or the other. He wants to be governor now, for God's sakes. These people who run for... Look, we have no political... credibility left in this country to speak of. We have no government. It's not our government. Right? We've got no fair elections. It's a joke. Politics really has been destroyed, as has the education system, as has the U.S. military, as is the healthcare system right now underway, as is the economy. All these major five pillars of our society are being intentionally and willfully destroyed. That's what I was told 2.5 years ago by the man in Europe who said we are pulling the plug on America and the Western world. We're done with nation states. We are changing everything. I was told this 2.5 years ago. And God help me, it's all true. And they have pulled the plug on this country. That's how I see it.
Oh, it's gone. Did you listen to Biden's BS today?
I can't listen to that walking cadaver.
Well,
I read some of it, yeah.
Quote, we've been patient, our patience is wearing thin. Who the hell are you talking to, jerk?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Oh, well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. He said the Americans who still refuse vaccinations... casting his new measures as necessary to push... the minority of the nation that still hasn't been inoculated into getting the shots. And I would say, if you said that to me, man to man, I'd say, go F yourself. And by the way, these words, I have to say, F yourself. It's proper language. Grow the hell up. When someone is screwing with your life and you've had enough of your F and S, that's not, those are not curse words. They
say they're
curse words so they could take the life out of you when you're in the fight. When you're in the fight, I had enough of your effing crap. Who the hell are you? Oh no, calm down. Be proper. Be like a Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Oh
he's
yeah,
subservient.
that arrogant little boy. The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. And we will slaughter hundreds of thousands of people and destroy the most prosperous nation in Africa.
Yeah, just because he wanted to
turn it into a
hellhole.
But we will do it in proper language. So, Salenti, you can't talk like this.
Oh, God.
So get, how about that other little guy with a pecker probably smaller than a rat's little tiny thing, George W. Bush. Look at that little arrogant murderous moron. Oh, Salenti. But don't you understand? He was born
Gerald.
On third base and thought he hit a home run. His daddy was another little low-life piece of scum crap. George Bush, you forgot about his granddaddy. Prescott, the Nazi supporter Bush. So watch your language. Don't you see what they're doing to us? They take the life and fight out of you. I heard that little other arrogant little nothing of a scum boy, Chris Cuomo, on the Cartoon News Network saying, we don't have to do in schools. We have to have no bullying zones. No bullying zones. Get this in your head, little boy. I'm a guy that grew up in the Bronx. I was the shortest kid. They used to put the kids online every year for a second, third, all the way through high school. I was the shortest kid.
Wow.
I was the toughest kid.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the bullies want to go after the little guy.
Oh, they wouldn't touch you. I'll bet you they stayed where the hell
they were. No, they wouldn't. When I moved to Yonkers, I was the toughest kid. Nobody could come near me.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened, in the fifth grade, Sister Marie Rosaire, may she rot in hell, I told you.
I hope she does. Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
She beat
horrible.
Me up.
Yeah.
Perforated my middle ear, broke my eardrum. I used to go water skiing in the Hudson River at 10 years old with just a little belt on my waist.
Yeah.
And I'm going over the wakes of ships and almost able to do a 180 on a slalom.
Wow.
And I could never get my ears wet for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And then she left me back, so I was the stupidest kid in the school.
Well,
I barely got out of high school. I got out with a 70 average. That was the lowest, just to get me out of there. And then I got back into close combat.
Yeah.
And I got my fight back. And that's what the system does to you, everybody. They take the fight out of you.
No, they spay
they
and neuter
the fight
everybody.
Out of you.
Yeah, you stand up and they'll knock you down as quickly as they can. So you learn your place. That's the name of the game. And then they'll send
and you know me, I had a 4th of July rally in 2020 when all of New York was locked down.
Oh, I wish I could have been there. Yes, yes.
I had one on Memorial Day this year, the 4th of July, and everybody that goes to my Twitter and YouTube, Gerald Salenti, knows that I was the first guy calling out that little lowlife piece of arrogant daddy's boy crap, Andrew Cuomo, that's gone now. I called him out from the beginning. The only man, and I got banned from all of the radio stations around the area, WDST, Woodstock, one after another, for calling little Andy Cuomo out, just as I was blackballed by these little ballless little girls and boys for saying that America will lose the Afghan war.
They didn't like that at all. They did not like that. That was back in the day. How many years ago was that?
Well, I got blackballed back in 2001, and I got blackballed up here in 2020 when I started calling Cuomo out.
Is that mayor bothering you in Kingston anymore? Or is he
he's a little jerk. This guy couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. Are you kidding? This is a little jerk. This little clown clowns, and it's a clown in every country, in every city, in every state, and people bow down to clowns and take it up. I gotta be proper arse.
Yeah.
You gotta be like the English. You have to speak proper arse. Yeah, like wankers. You can't say jerk off. Wankers. The British speak so properly as they kill millions of people, hundreds of millions of people all over the world, as the sun never set on the British Empire, but you have to speak properly. Yeah. As a little gay little nothing boys and girls.
You got it, Gerald. Hey, listen, I admire how you're restraining your speech, and it's fine. People understand. It's too bad we just can't sit here and do this as it should be, but they understand. It's
no,
fine.
People have to. We got to do it as we should be. There cannot be any other way. Look at these little freaks that are censoring us. Could you imagine Zucker from CNN or Zuckerberg from Facebook coming to me and saying, listen, Salenti, I had enough of your crap. I'm going to take you out.
No, wouldn't happen. They're not stupid.
No, how about that guy Cook? Hey, Cook, did you take it up to you-know-what? No, how about that guy, what's his name from Google? Prick something?
I can't pronounce
yeah, prick,
it. I know
prick something.
Yeah.
Prickster. Yeah, come over to me and you tell me what to do. And that's what the people better get in their heads. They better stop fighting. They better start fighting. And I don't mean in a violent way. I mean in a true American way. The true American way of, this may be the last time I'm on your show, because I'm going to tell you what the true American way is. You ready?
Lay it out.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with a certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Declaration of Independence. Do you ever hear one of these little uptight little clowns talking about pursuit of happiness? What happiness? You will have no happiness. I'm Warren William Jr. You will have a vaccination up your arse. I am little Gavin Nothing Newsom. I'm little Whitmere. I'm little DeWine. I'm little Gutson the Clone. You will have no happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The consent of the government. Governed. Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? You are a public servant, you piece of crap. That's what the people have to stand up and fight for. The Declaration of Independence.
Biden today, in his statement, his red prepared teleprompter delivered statement, walked all over the Constitution and took a dump on it.
Yep.
This guy is, remember, don't think it's Biden. Understand that he's got string pullers, Obama and others above that, and he's carrying out his orders. It's a whole mechanism. It's a matrix that has to be understood for what it is.
This is beyond the human spirit. This is demonic. This is beyond what we can understand.
Thank
it's
you.
Global.
It is demonic.
It's demonic.
Is global. Yes, it is. Oh,
it's demonic.
Yeah. Correct. We need to understand our enemy. First things, right? Know your enemy. Americans don't understand demonic, satanic evil. They don't. They're seeing it now. Maybe they're going to experience it.
There's only about 15% of us. That's it. That's it.
That's what they say. I tend to agree. It's about that.
And then the Declaration of Independence goes on. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to, whenever any form of government becomes destructive, to abolish it. To abolish
it. The right of the people.
And to institute new government.
Right.
It's right there in the Declaration of Independence. They are robbing us of our independence. I'm not making this up. You can read it.
Correct.
Grow the hell up!
Grow up or put the leg irons on and bend over. That's your choice.
And I'm fighting. I need support. United we stand, divided we fall. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Donate to Occupy Peace and Freedom. OccupyPeace.com. It's Occupy Peace and Freedom. But the domain is OccupyPeace.com. I'm fighting. If you want to join the fight for independence, put your money where your heart and mind is. This is from Biden today. This is not about freedom of personal choice, Biden said. All right?
Yeah.
Got it? This is not about freedom of personal choice. I, this little scumbag that's been sucking off the public tit his whole life, and I got this screwed up little kid over here, when you see him jerking off all over the world and paying for prostitutes and getting drugged out of his mind, are telling you what to do. So you better put your money where your mind is. I can't fight this alone, and I am fighting to my death. You know I've been on your show for how many years? Almost 2 decades.
Yeah.
I come on your show because of who you are.
Well, I'm honored, and this audience really appreciates you. You know.
But the audience has to support it with money. Stop your crap.
All right, tell
them
to do it.
Go out. What are you doing? You know what it costs to read the Trends Journal every month, every week?
What, pennies?
$2.
I went out. All right,
$2? $2 a week for a magazine that's like 140, 150 pages. I go out when I go out to buy, I'm not making this up, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, $7 for one issue. $7 for each issue.
For the rag New York Times.
Yep. I get maybe the information I get out of that, I could write maybe one or two articles every newspaper.
You don't get any, there's no truth in there.
I don't look for the truth. I look for what they're saying, and I want to, you know, analyze it and talk about it.
Well, you
how
have
they're
to.
Screwing us
Understood.
Up.
Understood. Yeah.
So I got to read garbage. This crap.
It is crap.
But I read it because I want to know what the other side is saying.
All right, now let me just hold on. Give me the floor. The Trends Journal, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. The Trends Journal is what Time magazine might have been long ago had they really uncorked it and let it happen. They didn't. It was a controlled message platform from the beginning. But it was at least a pretense of intellectual news and information. The Trends Journal leaves that so far behind, and I'm not exaggerating. Gerald has created something here that is absolutely in a class by itself. There's nothing else that compares with it. If you want to have, if you still believe in reading, get the Trends Journal. Keep it around. It doesn't age. You can pick it up in 3-4 months and learn. You can pick it up in a year and learn. It doesn't wear out. It's a true phenomenon. And I think of that word. It's a phenomenon. It doesn't happen. But it did because of the man you're listening to now. So, yes, let's support that. Let's help this. It's just rare that we find people who will stand up and do what Gerald is doing. I just don't know where we're going to be without the few that we have. And Gerald is you don't get invited to things like he gets invited to. His respect level is through the roof. Understand that. And what he stands upon is his work and his integrity, and it's all there in the Trends Journal. It is the most remarkable news magazine I've ever seen. No commercials in it, just knowledge and reality and truth. It's all there. So let's support him. What you get for your money? You go to a movie, what do you get? An hour and a half and it's gone. The Transjournal will sit in your home and wait for you until the cows come home. It's there for you. Anyway, I hope you do it. Tell them where to go.
Thank you kindly. So, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I'm hot. I'm yelling and screaming because the war is on. The war on us.
That was the tragedy.
My business is to look ahead.
Yeah.
You know, and I should say, I'll put my
exactly
track record up
on.
Against anybody's, and I'm not doing it in a bragging way. I've been at it a lot of years, and the future is hell on earth. I see little kids.
The future
kids.
Is hell on earth. Yes, sir. Thank you. That's exactly what's coming.
I see these little kids, you know, like they're about a foot and a half tall. They're wearing masks.
Yeah, I know.
It breaks my heart.
Shame on us. Shame on us for allowing this. Shame on us.
And so that's the thing. It's not going to be shame on us. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams.
Yeah, well, there you go. They don't make people like that anymore either.
We are there. We are those people like that. So now when the revolution happened in America, less than 5% supported it.
Some say 3.
Some say 3.
But they were great leaders, and they put their body.
And what I'm saying is we could do it now. We got a good 15%.
Well, we have to. We have no choice. They're trying to tell us it's 20%, whatever. They're undercounting it. The reality may be higher. I don't know. It doesn't matter. What matters is the committing of oneself to a goal, and that goal is to restore this Constitution to our republic.
Yep. Who are these little nothings?
Yeah.
Who are these little nothings? They're nothings.
They're less than nothing. And I don't honest to God know how. It's all so damn corrupt. It needs to be, Gerald, vacuumed out with one or two exceptions, emptied out completely, and we need to start over. This is not you can't rehabilitate this. It's too malignant. It's too malevolent. It's evil. It's full of demons, liars, criminals, pedophiles, gangsters, and frauds.
Yep.
Okay? That's what we have for leadership in this country. It's not rehabilitatable. It's not fixable. It's got to be removed. And it's in the Constitution. We have that right.
I read you the Declaration of Independence.
It's right there.
It's right there.
Right there. And the more you read of those documents, the Declaration of the Constitution, the more you see that none of this should have happened had the populace been awake, aware, and educated. But they took the education away from us, and they left it up to the individual. You want to learn something, you have to do it on your own. The schools are just organized brainwashing centers that essentially destroy the intellect of these children. It's sickening. And I don't know what to do about that.
Oh, the kids are gone.
Homeschooling is their only hope.
You don't know whether you're a boy or a girl?
How many different genders are there? 50?
Oh, yeah.
Something? Please.
I mean, you go by
on a street corner, Gerald, and you look at half a dozen young people, for 13 to 20. You can't tell who's male and female. You can't tell by looking. And then you go to the beach and you look at the over 40s and you see beached whales. And you see younger people, too. And then you see these younger, fat mothers with little fat, waddling children with them. They're all eating the same crap. And what chance do these kids have? What are they really?
None.
What kind of that?
None.
When you were a kid.
It's gonna get lower their chances have, the worse they become, the less confidence that they have, the more they tell you what to do.
Correct. Correct? Yeah.
You know what I want to do? I want to have a fat tax. The more you weigh, the more you pay.
Now, that's good. I don't dislike that at all. When we were in school,
the facts are there. The reason why it costs so much for medical is because of the shape that the people are in. I'm not making this number up. You ready?
Yeah.
78% of the people hospitalized for COVID are obese or type 2 diabetics, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
That's 80%.
That's right. That's a fact.
Wow.
I want a fat tax. The more you weigh, the more you pay. Look, I was away. I put on 3 pounds. I stopped eating. I cut way back on my diet. When I came back,
you just got, yeah,
to drop back. Yeah.
That's called discipline. That's good. That's what nobody has. They have no self-discipline. When we were kids in school, how many fat kids were in your class? None.
Like maybe
three. One. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I had maybe one. You figured around there. In my group, it was like one. We had one fat. But he wasn't really fat. He was what they used to call, not chubby. I can't remember. There was another term for it. Husky. Husky. That's what they had. Husky jeans. But these were not for obese kids. These kids were just, 10, 15 pounds over what they should have been. They didn't do anything. They just walked around and ate. Anyway. Anyhow. Gerald, give them the address. Tell them how to get in touch with Trends Journal and sign up.
Trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com. And OccupyPeace.com.
What's your next event? What do you want to do next?
Actually, I'm supposed to be in Vancouver, but I'm not going because I need a vaccination and I'm not getting one.
Well, don't even dream about it. I'm going to tell you something really quickly, please. This is important. They are using the cell network, the cell grid, I believe. They might be using other things, but they are at least using the cell phone network to put out mind control thoughts into people to go ahead and get the vax. This is true. And I'll send you a video. David Icke is doing a video on it. I've done work on it. They're using advanced technology to put the thoughts in the heads of everybody to go ahead and get the shots. If you've already gotten the shots, that will mean for you that go ahead and get the booster shots. It doesn't matter. The message is go ahead and get the shot. And with those thoughts that they're putting in people's heads, they're making them feel physically good at the same time. It's like a 1-2 punch. I've had this told to me now by at least 10 people, and dozens more have reported it. Even in England, people are finding themselves having gotten the shot and they didn't even remember getting it. So we have to be doubly alert. If there's something in your head that doesn't seem to fit with your thought process, it's probably not your thought. So don't be afraid to confront it. Please, don't. Anyway, thank you, my friend.
Quickly, one more thing. Yeah. All these New Age places like the Omega Institute, Esalen, New Age, where it was all about, whole health healing and yeah, natural healing.
Yeah.
You can't go without a vaccination. New Age?
Well,
F-U Age. Who the hell you taught? New Age?
There you go.
You little gutless little nothings. You gutless little nothings. New Age. Your establishment little crap. Esalen, Omega. Yeah. Little clowns of nothing.
All right. Perfect. We'll wrap it up there. Talk to you next month. Keep at it.
Okay,
and,
man.
If I can help, let me know. Thanks, Gerald. Gerald Celente. One and only Gerald Celente. We'll be right back.